With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There was a time when the innovative Apple Computer Corporation was in trouble, a victim of the slump in the computer industry. Apple's co-founder, Steve Jobs, reached out to the president of Pepsi, John Sculley, to take Apple by the core and spin it around.
Steve was appealing to my romantic instincts when he said, "Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life, or do you want to come with me and we're going to change the world?"
John Sculley says corporate America was shocked.
How could somebody walk away from what everyone in corporate America would aspire to, which is to move up through the hierarchy, to go join a bunch of kids who were running a company that they'd started in a garage just a few years ago to build something called a personal computer that no one really understood very well.
John Sculley writes of his career at Pepsi and the turbulent events at Apple in his book, Odyssey. While Sculley and Steve Jobs predicted the Macintosh computer was going to turn Apple around, their ideas about the way a company should be run clashed, and in a dramatic power struggle, Sculley forced Jobs out.
We had a terribly close friendship, and it's one that ended with me having to abandon our friendship in order to take a different course with the company.
Sculley paints a portrait of Steve Jobs as headstrong and petulant, but also as a visionary who created not only a company, but the course for the whole industry.
Perhaps the personal side of the book is a lot more revealing and telling, and people do like the kind of dynasty aspects of it, or even the soap opera connotations that it has. But I wouldn't have written it if that's all the book was about. If there wasn't something more to it that would have some impact on people beyond just hearing a good juicy story.
John Sculley's fast-moving book, Odyssey, Pepsi to Apple, was co-written by John Byrne, published by Harper & Row. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. John Sculley, now chairman and president of Apple Computer, recalls the day in 1983 when Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple, invited Sculley to visit Silicon Valley.
Steve Jobs said, "I want you to see the neatest thing that I've ever been a part of in my whole life," when he unzipped a suitcase and brought this thing out and set it on the table and looked at me with this gloating smile. And my first reaction was, "This looks like a 1952 television set."
What it was the prototype of a Macintosh computer.
The Macintosh was booted up with some software, and we started to look at it, and we saw that it could do things you couldn't do on any other computer, particularly down in the price range that the Macintosh was going to be.
In his book, Odyssey, John Sculley writes that Steve Jobs was not demonstrating an evolutionary computer, but a revolutionary product.
And Steve's vision from the beginning had been that we will change the world one person, one computer at a time, and that the Macintosh was going to have the same impact on society that the telephone had on society back in the late 19th century.
Steve Jobs was forced out of the company he founded. John Sculley is the top man now. But Sculley says Jobs' vision of the Macintosh paid off for Apple.
Suddenly people realized why the Macintosh technology was not just easier to use, but it also did things better, and even things that you couldn't do on any other personal computer.
John Sculley writes of his years at Pepsi, where he pioneered the lifestyle marketing concept, the Pepsi generation, and then of the turbulent times at Apple. Harper & Row published Odyssey, Pepsi to Apple, co-written by John Byrne. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Like many a successful chief executive officer, John Sculley of Apple Computer was interested in writing his story.
A lot of people who think about writing books look at it as a monument to their career. It's looking back and preserving what they had done to show a record of their accomplishments. I think I'm still in the prime of my life. I'm not ready to hang it up yet.
John Sculley is not yet 50. His book, Odyssey, is the story of his rise to president of Pepsi and his days at Apple, where he won a power struggle with Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. Sculley believes in the team approach, so he worked on the book with Harper & Row editor Harriet Rubin and writer John Byrne of Business Week.
For John, it was a full-time project. He took a lead from Business Week. For Harriet, it was almost all of her time, and for me, it was part-time, getting up at 4 o'clock in the mornings. We were all connected with Macintosh computers over modems. I couldn't have done it without the technology.
Odyssey was being written as much of the high corporate drama at Apple was still underway.
When we started the book, no one knew how it was going to end. In fact, I remember turning to Harriet and John one time when we were meeting. I said, "I can't wait until we finish this book. I'm dying to know how it turns out," because we were writing it in real time.
The only person not interviewed for Odyssey was Steve Jobs.
I can't tell you that Steve will ever read this book, but anyone who has read it will discover that this is not a kiss-and-tell mean book.
In which Steve Jobs is pictured as a true visionary, while at the same time often intimidating and outrageous. The story is found in John Sculley's Odyssey, Pepsi to Apple, published by Harper & Row. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.